This morning we have a guest joining us here in the studios. Judy Kennedy is with us, representing the Cass County Master Gardeners. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
It seems like we just talked to you not too many days ago. But
that's true.
That was a different program. The scholarship application process is passed. Now we're going to visit a little bit about an opportunity that other folks have to benefit from the Master Gardeners here in Cass County, a grant program that will be available again this year. Tell me about the nuts and bolts.
Well, this is program is to nonprofit or someone working on behalf of such an organization. I can't just apply for it to beautify my own garden. Mm-hmm. We want to do things for our county, to increase things within our county. And so churches, schools, the nonprofits in the area.
Specifically for nonprofits. And they don't have to actually, you know, beautify their own areas. They could go to a local park or something and do things, right?
Oh, very definitely. We've done a lot of that.
How does this process work? This is a grant program. So obviously there are applications involved, and they have to probably disclose exactly what type of things they're doing. What's all involved with that?
You can go out to the extension office, or you can go out onto the website and get the application. And it's a very simple application. I've actually done it for my church.
We like those.
Yes, very simple. We just want to know what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, who's benefiting from it. Sometimes people have done stuff for the food pantry, grow another row, adding food for a nonprofit. And then what's your budget? And it is not a huge amount of money, but it does help,
$300. Okay.
And we do, we can go up to how much money is in the pot for it that year. And then we want them to give us an evaluation when it's done. How did it go? Did it go the way you wanted it to? And give credit to the Master Gardeners.
Mm-hmm. Do they get assistance from the Master Gardeners then if they need so?
Oh, you bet, if they want. This scholarship is actually a memorial scholarship. It's a memory of a lot of our Master Gardeners that have passed. Mm-hmm. And so we want things to be really nice. We do have a sign that we'll give them to put in the flower bed or the garden, whatever, that says that it is that the Master Gardener Memorial.
Sure. It's an effort to just kind of brighten up our corner of the earth.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it amounts to, is to try to clean up, spruce up, and brighten up a little bit in some of those areas. And it's, you kind of outlined already, it's pretty wide open. I mean, you don't have to come in specifically with certain types of ideas, certain types of plants or flowers or something. It's creative.
Yes.
Just do it. Come up with an idea. Can you give us some ideas? Can you think of some that have been done here in recent years that come to mind?
We had a church that applied for it just to help buy their tomato plants. They do a very large sharing garden. Uh-huh. And so they, to help buy their peppers and their plants, not their seeds. We've had churches. In fact, I applied for it for my own church because I was wanting to add hardscape. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a very big budget, so that helped me buy the bricks to put around our landscaping. Someplace, we don't want it for annuals. We want it for perennials, lasting things. Mm-hmm. The library here in Atlantic has used it several times when they were doing theirs. Landscaping program there. Sometimes it's just to replace a few plants. We've had cities use it for Messina, for their downtown beautification program. It was to help buy some of those plants. That new park over here by the AMU, I can't say the name of it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
They have applied for it to help. Mm-hmm. They did raise beds.
Is that the Millette Park?
That's right. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. But it's
sure.
Yeah, it's not for it's not for my own house. It has to be for.
But anyone can apply.
Yes.
You don't necessarily have to do it on your own property or something, you know, adjacent. It could be like somebody who wanted to do it at their church. So the church doesn't necessarily have to apply. An individual could apply for it.
Right. The money would have to go to the church.
Correct.
And then they need to work with their church, and then the church can distribute the money to them.
Sure. Okay. So it's meant to be an opportunity to reach out to those who might not otherwise be able to do those types of projects. Like you said, the grants aren't huge, but you can do a lot depending upon how you design these things with a couple $300.
Yes.
It can be very creative. And the nice thing is, too, you mentioned some of these, some of those garden beds, the tomato plants, things like that are producing. That's an opportunity to give a second time.
Yes. definitely.
You're providing a grant to do something like that, and then the project that you funded actually is helping other folks along the way too by being part of those sharing gardens and things like that. So, yeah, good programs. Very good. How long have you been doing this?
Have I been a master gardener?
Well, or sure. Both.
Probably 16, 18 years I've probably been a master gardener.
Yeah.
I've been on this committee for probably 10 years because it was very special. It was in memory of some good friends.
Sure.
And I just like to see, we want people to understand what Master Gardeners is. And this gives us, we have our plant sale and our bus trips. And those are things, are fundraisers. That's how we fund these things. Mm-hmm. It's not, we don't have endless funds. So if we don't have great plant sales, we can't offer as much money the following year.
But you've been pretty well supported.
Yes, yes. The plant sale, our community loves flowers and plants. And so we've been very blessed that they do follow us and take care, buy things from us.
Sure. And as far as the master gardeners go, I've heard it said before, it seems like every bit of money that comes in goes back out again.
Oh, definitely.
The goal is not profit.
That's
just,
right.
It's simply to turn it back around and share the love. I guess to a certain extent, share the love of gardening and the outdoors and try to share it with folks who would like to do a little bit more of that in different ways.
Yes, whether definitely.
Through the scholarship program or through the grant program here also. So the grant applications say that each grant, it's a maximum of $300. It doesn't have to be $300. It could be less than that if they have a smaller project.
Correct.
Do you do multiple projects then each year?
As much as we have in funds. Sometimes we used to have a little bit more money. Mm-hmm. And so We did more. Last year we only did three. Mm-hmm. The year before we did five. This year we might do six. We just don't know until we get the applications. We had somebody just apply for $125. They didn't apply for the whole 300. Mm-hmm. They wanted 125, which makes it a little easier to
spread it out a little bit.
Spread
more
it out
way.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And this is anywhere in Cass County.
Yes.
Okay. There are no guidelines or bounds with regard to that. It's just anywhere they want to be able to do something like this. The grant process, is that pretty simple? I see the deadline's coming up a little later on here in April.
Yes, it's very simple. It's actually just one page. Mm-hmm. They have to give us a follow-up. If they do not follow up and let us know how it went, then we're not asking for receipts. We're asking for how it went, and we want pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't do that, they'll never be able to apply again. And you can't get it 2 years in a row. You have to let other people get into it.
Spread it out a little bit that way too.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Well, it's always good too, because it's good to promote what you've done. I mean, you have some pictures and some things back. It's nice to be able to show folks some of the things that you're able to accomplish with the money that they help to provide.
Yes.
Through the plant sale and those types of things, to be able to turn that around into the community once again. So those applications, they can be found online?
Yes. On the Iowa State
Extension website?
Yes.
Okay. And Monday, April 22nd is the deadline. And you can email them in. You can, I suppose, probably even drop them off at the Extension office, mail them in, whatever you want to do. Just make sure you meet that deadline. And the turnaround time looks like it's pretty quick to let folks know.
Yes. As soon as we can get it out, the money, we want them to know. We'll let them know as soon as we can that they want it. And then the Extension office only cuts checks twice a month, so we're trying to get it so that we can get it cut as quickly as we can for them.
Okay. And it's timely, because those are projects we want to be doing in the spring or
yes.
early summer anyway.
Yes.
So we'd like to get that money out as quickly as we can to folks to be able to help them out that way. If folks have any questions at all, who do they contact?
They can contact the Extension office or any of the Cass County Master Gardeners.
Anyone can share and tell you more about that project. And we hope to see some neat projects, too. Do they need to, as part of their application, maybe submit a little drawing or any kind? See what their artistic skills are?
Whatever they want to do. We've tried to keep it really simple.
Yeah.
It's basically one page, and it's pretty simple.
Sure. All right. I suppose as much as information as you can provide would help you benefit on the scholarship application. So
yep.
If you have some ideas and thoughts about doing some of those things, and probably too, if they have some ideas but they're not necessarily master gardeners themselves, there are master gardeners around that could probably give you some advice on what and where.
Definitely.
All right. Very good. Judy, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck with that grant program.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for letting us share our story.
You bet.